A Prospect of Easy Street.
Into the lift.
Which floor?
Six, please.
Miss Probert of Accounts. She thinks I'm going to attack her. As if I would. As if anyone would. But that's what she thinks. I look at the indicator. She looks at the buttons. 4, 5. Accounts.
I'll hold the door for you.
Oh, thank you.
Alone. I can pull a few faces now. Take out my false teeth. Steady on, Lemming. And 6. All change, please. General Office. Sign in, Lemming. 800 hours precisely.
Morning.
Morning. Miss Roberts, in early, as usual. Now, for the rest of the gauntlet. Good morning.
Morning.
Morning. Made it to the coat racks behind the filing cabinets, where beautiful girls, coat off, coat hung up, remove from coat pocket, one packet of cigarettes, one box of matches, one packet of cheese biscuits, one tube of peppermints. Good. And this little toy. And quickly into the inside jacket pocket with that. There. Now, to the mirror. Not so good. Should have changed the suit. No, I didn't have time. Oh, never mind. Hair not so thin as yesterday. I think. Well, it must be growing again. There, that'll do. And now, to work.
Quite nice today.
Yes, not so bad.
Good morning, Mr. Lemming.
Good morning, Anne. My desk. Exactly as I left it last night at 3:59, precisely. 257, stamping pad, stamp, biros, blotter, pencils, paper clips, all in order, sir. All present and correct. Sit down. Get comfortable. The last time. The very last time.
Morning, Billy. Here's some more for you. Keep it busy.
Young devil. Perkins. Devil. Well, make a start. 257s. Stamp. Stamping pad. And... Most of the staff in. Polly in 5 minutes ago. There he sits at his desk. Oh, my God, he's started on it already. A crossword. Pretty Polly, pretty Polly. You're in for a shock today, Polly. Mr. Polly, the chief clerk. But no sign of him yet. Old Brassy, brass monkeys. His door's ajar. Mr. A.H. Brass, manager. He's in for a shock, too, oh. But not until 12 o'clock. 12 o'clock precisely. Miss Cheeseman joined me opposite, half hidden behind her potted plant and out tray. She looks grim this morning. Always does. Probably had another row with Mother.
Mr. Lemming.
Sorry, Miss Cheeseman. What did you say?
I said the beginning of another month. The first today.
Oh, yes. Yes. And a Friday.
Yes. Are you doing anything nice this weekend?
Oh, I don't know. I doubt it. Taking it easy, I think.
Taking it easy, I'll say, and forevermore.
Morning, Bill.
Morning.
9:55, and the manager not in yet. No brass monkeys, not with us yet. The lady. Peppermint time.
Peppermint, Miss Cheeseman?
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. She'll give me a biscuit at coffee time.
Thank you.
No, don't mention it. Don't mention it.
Well, this is it, Fleming. This is it. And how extraordinary it is. How different everything seems. Now that it's happened, I see with a different eye. All that lies before me now seemed at this time yesterday quite different. Oh, yes, quite different. And has done so for all these years. 13 years. 13. But it really is astonishing how much a difference one little letter can make. One little letter. What am I talking about? One little letter. One... Oh, well, it has happened. It has happened, and that is all. And I am transfigured.
Are you all right, Mr. Lemming?
Hmm? Oh, yes. Yes, thank you.
I'm going down to accounts if anyone wants me.
Oh, right. Right.
Brass monkey, not yet in.
Morning, Gordon.
A morning, Andrew.
Came in at 10:05, he did. Lumbered in at 10:05, the lady. Came in like a grizzly bear. Morning, Gordon. Morning, Andrew. And into his glass box with him. I could see him hanging up his coat, the lazy. Then straight out into the coffee machine. Straight away. No self-control. Disgusting. But he's in for a shock today. Oh, yes. He's in for a shock today. And at 12 o'clock. Precisely. I've been thinking, what an extraordinary business this all is. I mean, this time yesterday, I didn't know. I didn't know anything about it. Nothing. And just to imagine all these people here. Miss Rumble, Perkins, Mrs. Steiner, Alf, Miss Chapman, Miss Cheeseman, and all the rest. They'll all be here again on Monday morning. But not me. Not me. Oh, no. No, I'll be... Well, of course, for the time being, I'll be in St. Newington, but... In six months' time, or less. Ah, then the south of France, the Riviera, Easy Street. Time for a cigarette.
Broken down again.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you'd given up.
No, cut down.
Oh, I see.
No cutting down from now on. Havanas. I'll keep a few in my top pocket. Just for friends. I won't give any to anyone here. Not on your... I might go on to Jim. Jim? I haven't told him yet. I'll tell him at 12, after I've done it. At 12 o'clock precisely. Then I'll tell Jim. Jim, I've got something to tell you. Ho, ho, ho. Wait till I see his face then. Poor Jim. Poor old Jim. Jim the print.
Sorry. Oh, dear. I'm sorry.
Are you all right?
Yes. I think so. Sorry.
Miss Cheeseman out, thank God, to duplicating. Polly's still on the crossword. Brass Monkeys hasn't stirred since he checked the attendance cards. Probably asleep. Not him. I've been looking around and thinking, all these good people here, my colleagues, they'll be here till the end of their time. Unless they move on. Or die. Parsons died the other day. That was terrible. Between computer and accounts. Just fell down, he did, like that. And dead. He was only 47. 47? That's 1 year younger than I am. 47 and gone. No pension, no gold watch. He copped it. Between computer and accounts. Horrible to go like that. And at that age. Now, that's what made me think how incredibly lucky I am. And I didn't even know him. No, I never met him. Well, only once. But I was too young to remember then. Only 9 months. He must have taken a fancy to me. Uncle Ben. Oh, good old Uncle Ben. And to have gone to Australia all that time ago and to have stayed there and never got married. And now to have passed away. Not between computer and accounts like Jack Parsons, but probably in the middle of his vast sheep farm. And I didn't even know he was ill. And to have left me. To have left me. £100,000. All that money. Well, he hardly ever saw me. I must have been a very beautiful baby. Oh, but I was. I remember now. The photograph. Yes. Yes, I was very beautiful. Plump. With little fat arms. Very squeezable. Very lovable. That must have been what did it. Those fat little arms. That chubby little face. I had ginger hair, I think. Yes, yes, I did. And big blue eyes. How I must have charmed him. That tough old man. My Uncle Ben. He never forgot me. Never. Chubby, carrot head. And now. Now. A fortune.
Could I have your money, Mr.
Lemming? Hmm? Oh, yes. Yes, Anita, of course. And how are you today?
Oh, well, you know.
There you are. Is that enough?
Oh. Oh, you've got Sunderland and Burnley.
Oh, right. Right. Good.
Anita Cummings. By God, I could use a bit of... What a shame. Now, with all this money, who knows? Anything could happen. The sky's the limit. All these years, and scraping along, living with Mother. Well, until she died, poor dear. Then all that terrible business over the will. I'll never forgive her. Never. And then the little flat, Possum, the cat, and this rotten, stinking, old job. 13 years. 13 years I've been here. Until this morning, I thought I had another 17 to go. Unless I drop down dead, like Mr. Parsons, between computer and accounts. Or in the canteen, that would be worse. Falling over, pole-axed across the hot plate. Maybe get a spoonful of plum duff in your ear. Then carried out by the football club, and laid perhaps on the boardroom table, in the boardroom. Just because of the embarrassment, no other reason. And then a cheap funeral, paid out of the salary owed at the time of death. Oh, God. And to think that could have happened to me.
Yes, Lenny.
But not now. Not now. Now I'll...
No snags, are there, Mr. Lenny?
Oh, no. No, thank you, Mr. Polly.
Good, good. I just wondered. If you like, I'll take these off of you. Ah, well, Friday...
Like a biscuit with your coffee, Mr. Lemming?
Oh, yes. Thank you. Thank you. That's very kind.
Take a couple.
Thank you.
Coffee break. Biscuits with black lumps in them. What are they? Oh, chocolate. What a one she is for biscuits. I'll strike back with a cheese one at tea time this afternoon. Oh, no, I won't be here this afternoon. Of course I won't. I'll have done it. Well, these biscuits are really quite good. It must go easy. Weight's a problem. Blood pressure. Heart. It would be terrible if, at this late stage, No, I mustn't even think of it. The letter. Let's have one more look at the letter. Here we are. As executors of the above, we write to inform you. It was on the mat when I came downstairs this morning. Mrs. Lipton hadn't been out. It was lying there, still on the mat. to inform you that under the terms of the will, you are the sole beneficiary. The sole beneficiary. The total assets being, by our estimate, something in the region of £100,000. A fortune! If you'll be kind enough to telephone this office shortly after 12 noon Friday, Mr. Duggan will be here to speak with you on the matter. Oh, I will. As soon after 12 o'clock as I can. Just as soon as I'm...
All right, Mr. Lemming. Sorry, I just thought your face. You look rather upset.
Oh, no. Not really. Just a business letter, Miss Cheeseman.
Thank you. No, I won't.
Coming up to 11:30. 11:30 precisely. Polly paying the part-timers. It's the only work he's done this morning. Look at him sitting there. You think the money was his? Here you are, Miss Goff. Don't spend it all at once. Oh, the insult. The only work he's done, apart from the crossword.
Hello, Mr.
Lemming. Hello there.
Brass has come out of his cubicle. He looks all red in the face.
Got a queer one here, Gordon. G-E-G-S. It's an anagram. 9 and 4.
I got that one, Mr. Brass. It's scrambled eggs.
Oh, so it is, Gordon. So it is. Here, I can give you 16, 19, and 23.
That smashed him. But who's going to be smashed next, eh? Who? Not Mr. Lemming. Not Billy Lemming. Oh, he'd been smashed plenty of times, many, many times, and by Polly, and by Brassy. But now the tables are turned. Oh, yes, and at 12 o'clock precisely.
Your thumping's getting very loud, Mr. Lemming.
Oh, sorry, I...
Oh, it's all right, it doesn't worry me. Just unusual, that's all. You're usually so quiet.
Relax. Now, what was I thinking about? Yes, the spending of the money when it's through. At first, nothing. Well, nothing much. A few new things. Clothes, some aftershave, new pair of shoes, happy too. And then a holiday. All to myself. Where? Oh, well, it could be Spain or Italy or even South America. No, Spain, I think. I should go there on my own. Good hotel. Nice place. I'll spend about a month there. Why not? What's the use of a fortnight? Last year I had a fortnight at Worthing. Worthing. Not this year. This year. Oh, the Costa del Sol, Torremolinos, Benidorm. I'll have a month of sunshine. Maybe I'll even take someone. A girl. Why not? A young Anita. She could come. I'd buy her some clothes. We could go together, she and I. She'd sit on the plane beside me. Yes, stewardess, would smile. Tighten your safety belts. I do that, all right. We'd ride the skies. I'd buy her a sweet martini. Then, later at the hotel, we'd dine. Just she and I. The two of us out on the terrace with the smell of the flowers and the air still warm. And later...
Mr. Lemming.
Oh, sorry, Miss Cheeseman.
I said, had you planned your holiday this year, Mr. Lemming?
No. No, not yet.
I just wondered. You went to Worthing last year, didn't you?
Yes, Worthing. Very nice. Worthing.
Yes. Well, perhaps you'll go there again.
I can't get this one at all.
You don't think it could be... No.
Could you throw me over the cancelled stamp, please, Mr. Lemming? Thank you.
11:30 precisely. The monkey's been out and back to the washroom. I hope he's prepared for what's in store for him. Oh, he's still there in the inside pocket. My little beauty. What an inspired thought that was. Oh, I'm getting nervous. We're not long to go now. Quiet, boy, quiet. But how about women? Ah, yes. How about them? Well, naturally, I'm not averse to the idea. I've never had much to do with them, of course. Well, not intimately, I mean. Apart from Mother and Rosemary. Rosemary. Should I try and get in touch with her again? Or make a new start? Though Rosemary, now things are so different. Well, it might just work. No, she's too old. Anyhow, she must be 42 by now. But all those years of meeting and never a thing from it. Not a thing. But now... No, it wouldn't work. It wouldn't. Better make a new start. Start afresh, that's the women, they are a problem. Especially to a man with a fortune. Better steer clear. At least for the time being. There's lots to do, lots to be done. Yet, in time, Anita, a little room with Spanish tiles and Spanish...
I'm off to stop, Mr. Lemming. Do you want anything?
Oh, no, thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Cheeseman.
A quarter of an hour to go, 15 minutes precisely. And now, to go over it one more time. At 2 minutes to exactly, I get up from my desk, I put my chair in. No, I don't. That's all finished now. I get up, I stand, and then I turn. Then I go, at a moderate pace, up to Polly's desk. He will have looked up, of course, seen me, but looking down again. His Gestapo technique. On arriving, I shall stand there. I shall stand. He'll be pretending to do his crossword puzzle, but I shall wait. Then he'll look up. Ah, Mr. Lemming, what can I do for you? His glasses flash. He shows his teeth a little. I want to see the manager, Mr. Polly. Oh, his face drops. His teeth no longer show. This has never happened before. No one has ever asked to see the manager before. I go in, and as I go in, Polly closes the door behind me. Inside, the monkey is sitting, lolling in his chair. He's unconcerned as yet. Who is it, Mr. Lemming? Who is Mr. Lemming? Nothing. He almost smiles. You wanted to see me, Mr. Lemming? Yes, Mr. Brass, I did. My tone is firm. He starts, he frowns. Well, come and sit down, then. He pats the chair beside him. The blue one. The low one. I don't fall for that. I'll stand, if you don't mind, Mr. Brass, for what I've got to say. His brow grows thundery, but I go on. You see, Mr. Brass, I have a few things to say to you. Things that I think you may not like at all. He shifts, his big head poking out at me. He swells. What's that you say? And just so that you do listen to what I have to say, I'll continue. I am going to level this at you. And at that point, I whip out the pistol. Oh, my God. He freezes as well he might. But no, Mr. Brass. And then I begin. I tell him of my 13 years here in this revolting office. I tell him of the humiliations and the injustices, the bad wages and the inflexible hours, of the sweated labor and the revolting lunches, the monotony, the destruction, the pain. I tell you of the heart attacks and the blood pressure, the backache and the eye strain, and the misery of working for him and for Polly, and the impossibility of anyone getting any promotion unless they're a director's nephew or have a bust sticking out here. I tell him of the boredom, the sheer bloody boredom, and how while we work all day and never stop, they never start, but just do crossword puzzles. I tell him all this, and more, and then, at 12 o'clock precisely, I do it. That is when I do it. That is when I...
Mr. Lemming, are you all right?
Oh, yes.
You look quite strange, and your thumping has got very loud.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, just a touch of indigestion.
You need your lunch, that's what it is. Oh, well, 3 minutes to 12.
Is it? Oh, yes. Mm.
3 minutes. 3 minutes to go. Three. And afterwards. Afterwards, when it's done, I shall be sitting here. I shall have come back and sat down here to await them. And I shall have cleared my desk quietly, coolly. Rubber stamps, stamping pad, 257s, paper clips, barrows, pencils, all in my drawer.
Mr. Lemming, you've cleared your desk.
Yes, I know, Miss Cheeseman.
Miss Cheeseman is staring at me. What do I care? And then when they've all come around me, when they've surrounded me and are shouting and waving and perhaps even offering physical violence, I wouldn't put it past them. I shall slowly, steadily rise, as I am rising now. And then I shall say, gentlemen and ladies, gentlemen and ladies.
Mr. Lemming.
Don't put chair in. Turn. Gentlemen and ladies. What I want to say to you is...
Mr. Polly? Mr. Polly?
Yes, Mr. Lemming. Yes, Mr. Lemming?
I want to make a request.
Oh, yes.
Yes,
excuse me, Mr. Lemming.
Yes?
I see. Yes, well, as a matter of fact, he's with me here now. Yes. Hold on, I'd like to have a word with him. It's that friend of yours in printing, Mr. Lemming, Mr. Rakes. He wants to have a word with you.
Oh.
You can take it here.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Hello? Hello? Jim? Yes? Oh, no. What?
All right, Mr. Lemming?
Yes.
You look a little pale.
No, yes, a little.
He printed it downstairs. The letter.
Mr. Lemming, you're not well, are you?
No.
You wanted to see me? You want an early lunch?
No, I...
You'd better go down to sister and then have a lie down.
Yes.
I'll give her a ring and tell her you're coming. Oh, Mr. Braz, it's Mr. Lemming. He's feeling a little queer.
Yes.
I'm just going to phone sister, tell her he's coming down.
You've dropped something, Mr. Lemming.
No. Let me get it for you.
Hello. What's this?
A water pistol, Mr. Braz.
Water pistol?
For my nephew.
Oh, I see. Well, I never. Here.
Thank you, sir.
I want to see you in a moment, Gordon.
Right, sir. I'll come in just as soon as I phone sister. Gone down, Mr. Lemming. She'll be expecting you.
Thank you.
Oh, give me the sick room, please.
I'll break his bloody neck. I'll break his...
Do you not be back to take it, Mr. Lemming?
It's April the 1st, Anita.
Yeah? Well, so what? Oh, I'm not joking. Would you like a raffle ticket?
In A Prospect of Easy Street by Nigel Bellairs, the part of Lemming was played by George Cole. Miss Cheeseman, Eva Stewart. Mr. Brast, Don Trodson. Mr. Polly, Jonathan Scott. Miss Probert and the woman, Jane Knowles. Anita, Miss Roberts and Anne. Heather Bell. Perkins and Alf. Kenneth Shanley. The play was directed by Cherry Cookson.